Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. Since we've established that everybody and everything is comprised of energy, along with scientific tests which prove energy healing like Reiki does in fact work, it stands to reason that everything can benefit from this natural mode of healing, right? Correct. Although our environment, including plants, can receive and flourish from energy healing, today I'm going to focus on the more immediate and relatable members of our families, our pets. Now let me rephrase that and remove the term pets and call them famimals, which is my made-up word for a pet, adding family and animals together. I firmly believe when you adopt another living thing into your household, they have just become your family member. I dare say many, if not most of you, would agree that your furry, feathered, scaled, or finned famimal is truly like family to you. I'd even take a gander that some might even treat their famimal better than their family. Well, in saying that, have a think. Do you treat your famimal like a plaything or pet, or do you treat them like a family member? Be it how you speak and handle them to the type of food and health care they receive, how does that compare to a beloved family member of yours? When you train, scold, talk, hug, do you do it in the same way as you would your son, sister, father, or cousin, or not? Now, this is something I had a great awakening about and had to reconsider when Twinkie, my 13-year-old cat, fell ill with feline hyperthyroidism last year. The healing journey we went on changed the way I looked at her, which changed everything for me. According to certified holistic health practitioner, Reiki master teacher, renowned animal healer, and Natural Healer Society member Penny Leash, the top three reasons our famimals become unwell are from diseases of age that result in physical decline, imbalances due to environmental effects of toxins and medications, and injuries due to physical events. As the owner of Reiki for Paws, her experience is vast, so I find Penny's comment about toxins and medications of particular interest. That's not to lessen the significance of the other top two reasons famimals become unwell, but because it hits home with me pretty hard. Let me fill you on the 7-inch version of Twinkie's story. Around October 2013, Twinkie suddenly became very ill. She vomited constantly, was abnormally high-strung, drank excessively, cried for food all the time. No, not cry. Let's say screamed for food, as if she was starving. Yet no matter how much she was fed, she dropped weight like it was going out of style. She went from an overweight, I'm so sorry to say, 6 kilos to 3 kilos in just a matter of weeks. Of course, being concerned, my husband and I trekked to the local vet and have had her checked out. Feline hyperthyroidism was the verdict. The options? Surgery to remove the offending thyroid, or ongoing radiation therapy, then a lifelong diet of prescription dry and wet food. Although the food part didn't bother us at the time, we didn't like the other harsh options and decided we would only resort to them if there was nothing else left. Our continuous search led us to a true culprit, which was Twinkie's diet. Living her entire life on commercial dry and wet food, we thought we were doing the right thing, but after becoming aware that cats are obligate carnivores, we realized the commercial hoopla parading as cat food had to go. Because she was so hungry from her hyperthyroid, the switch to raw kangaroo, lamb, and turkey, it wasn't hard for her to make the switch. She ate it all like it was going out of style. The results of just the diet switch shocked us. Her symptoms seemed to lessen almost immediately. While feeling encouraged, we bolstered our efforts with an herbal feline thyroid support mixture. Other than her going through a detox, I mean, expelling 12 years of junk food was pretty tough, Twinkie truly seemed as though she was recovering. To further aid her recovery, we paid particular attention to using positive, healing words like better, well, happy, healthy when speaking so Twinkie could catch the higher energy they generate. Not to mention, I'm 99.99% sure that she understands what I say anyway. Oh yes, and of course, I did conduct multiple Reiki sessions on her every day. Needless to say, Twinkie's condition turned around quick smart, and I do not hesitate in saying now, she's not only totally cured, but better and healthier than ever before. So providing the correct diet for the species of your famimal, as well as the right natural supplements if needed, along with a loving environment, all truly, honestly matter. Ever since this episode happened, it opened my eyes. It's one thing to say that everything is energy and is affected by it, and quite another to actually live by that motto when it's an animal you're referring to. Well, In addition to diet herbal remedies, I believe 100% that Reiki helped Twinkie recover. Therefore, I stand firm that energy healing can benefit all other animals too. When I performed Reiki on Twinkie, it was very similar to Penny's experiences with her animal healings at Reiki for Paws. Twinkie took great pleasure in the sessions. How do I know that? Because she not only purred fully when I did it, but she groomed me as well as I did it, and she would often go to sleep as I continued the session. So after all that, where's Twinkie now? Well, a few months ago, we took her back to the vet, not the original one, but our holistic vet, and blood tests confirmed she no longer has feline hyperthyroidism. Now that's pretty special, isn't it? No surgery, no chemical or toxic medications, just the right decisions, and lots of loving energy. Our vet also noticed how calm and relaxed she was on the examination table, and I just instinctively said back, oh, that's probably the Reiki I do for her. And then I quickly thought, oh my goodness, he might not understand what Reiki is, but I was totally relieved when he just smiled at me and said, that's perfect. It's helped, and you should keep doing it for her. So, Reiki energy healing and proper diet isn't just for those of us who have opposable thumbs and an obsession with Candy Crush. All of this world's creatures can benefit from loving energy and the right intake of food. So what can you do to help your famimal live an amazing life? Well, depending on the severity of your situation, it's likely that a change to the correct diet, as well as the right level of activity and love for your famimal species, will set them on the right path towards healing. Add to that a boost of holistic and herbal medicines administered by a professional vet, and your famimal will have an even better chance of healing. Lastly, top this all off with loving energy, like Reiki, as often as possible, and they will at the very least feel the warmth of your heart and the strength of your efforts in helping them heal, which will give them much peace and a lot of comfort as they go through their journey. I once again called upon our animal healing expert, Penny from Reiki for Paws, to offer her recommendations on giving your famimal the best possible life. She says, focus on nutrition. Give the highest quality, chemical-free nutrition possible for your breeder species. Prevention. Always give good natural preventative care and maintenance to avoid wear and tear. Energy healing. If you're trained in Reiki or another energy healing method, make sure you do it every day when you're doing your own healing. And awareness. Observe and respond immediately to the changes in normal behavior. It's easy to be proactive rather than letting something get to the point where it's severe and it might lead to long-term damage. Penny also said that when an accident or illness strikes, the severity determines your course of action, so it's important you assess quickly and take the right steps as soon as you can. Lastly, Penny says that animals are very sensitive and have a number of unusual sensitivities, such as cinnamon being toxic to cats, which I didn't know. She does not recommend any type of topically applied or ingested remedies be administered by caregivers without trained veterinary guidance. So is your furry, feathered, scaled, or finned family member eating the correct diet for who they are? Are you providing them the same loving, supportive, and communicative environment that you yourself thrive in? Or perhaps you're of the opinion that none of this matters because they're just animals, without feelings or emotions. I'd not only love to hear your thoughts about my post today, but I really enjoy learning about any triumphs or experiences you've had with natural diets, natural remedies, and energy healing with your famimal. Thank you once again for connecting with me, my friends. Namaste.